Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, this is the biggest test of the Patriot way.
I've never used that term, so I don't know.
I think this caught the Patriots by surprise.
This could be the biggest test. No.
This could be Belichick's Waterloo. Do you know what?
I have no idea what Waterloo means, but
cultural change is hard.
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's up? What's your man?
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
There's a warning today that men need to stop rubbing toothpaste on their junk
graft.
Which can irritate the skin and cause severe burns.
Yeah. Wait,
hold on. Junk warning. Blistering and even scarring.
And then somebody goes and unsuspectingly uses the toothpaste afterwards.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Let's let the guys have their little man session bitch gripe fest in the corner with the barbecue.
Right.
Let them grill. I'm fine if you have Augusta.
Hello, friends.
I don't need to be involved. I got my own thing going on.
You're okay.
We
with
have
that.
Curves.
Big boobs.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
How many words would be on your campaign sign, Wiggy?
Well, it'd probably be two. Vote now. Maybe three. Vote now, mofo.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow when Fitzy Wiggy has a good campaign speech ready to go.
He's writing it down right now. He's
writing it down. It's going to be a produced bit, actually.
It's never nothing organic. It's all sallow.
It's never nothing organic.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Was it Monty McSorley who came up from behind and basically
with a stick.
Two-hand
chopped. And you guys are forgetting the most obvious one of unprofessional behavior. The Vikings love boat. I mean, who could ever forget that? Who would do that?
That was bad. That's a Fitzy. You're stealing Fitzy's one line.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning, Craig. Is this Greg Hill?
Craig Hill, yes.
Craig, I'm sorry. Hi.
Where the f*** are they all? Jesus Christ.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
I think there may be a few I told you so's on the show this morning.
Oh, good Lord, it's going to be insufferable.
I don't know. Whatever will we discuss on this radio show this morning?
Low content day, you think, news?
Tough night for the Sox in Toronto.
Devers hit his 50th double.
By the way, did you watch any of that game last night? I was at an event, and I looked up at the television screen. There was a grand total of 12 people at that ballpark last night. What? How embarrassing for the game of baseball.
That's great.
There was nobody there. They have like the entire upper deck. There was like one grouping of four people, probably a family that got some free tickets or something.
Hostages.
It was.
Can you give baseball a break for one day? God, is there not enough in the news? You still have to take a shot at baseball today?
I think they already have four losses when Ken said they would go 20-4 2 days ago.
I'm sorry.
They can run the table.
How many games back are they, Ken?
Nine.
Welcome back, Nick.
Hey, great to be back.
Glad to have you here. You got a lot of honking to do on behalf of your New England Patriots this morning. I just want to warn you about that. And if you want to call and you want to be on the show this morning, let me see if I can get the number right. 617-779-7937. Or if you would like to text, are we up on, is the internet up here in the building yet? Do we not? This is day three of no internet. Do you know how hard it is to function in today's world without access to the world wide webs? Can't we set up like some kind of a secondary internet or something around here? I mean, listen, if you want to try to text, you can text. Text line is 37937. And coming up on the show this morning, ask an attorney for the first time on the new show. very popular segment from our previous show. And Larry the Lawyer will be here at 8 answering all of your legal questions and all of our legal questions about Antonio Brown for free. So that is coming up at 8 on today's show. At 8:30 this morning, I have yet another pair of Sox tickets to give away. And when you win those tickets, you can join us for our Fenway broadcast next Thursday morning. So I'm giving those away at 8:30.
This is The Lead.
Oh, I think I can imagine what the most popular topic is going to be lead-wise this morning, Ken. Mm. Where you want to start us off?
I feel like Skip Bayless. I just want to go, all morning. I covered Antonio Brown for 6 years in Pittsburgh, and I can't say these kind of allegations. Obviously, it goes without saying, I would think, from all of us. Innocent until proven guilty.
But right.
I would have never expected anything like this from Antonio Brown. I covered him for 6 years. He came off as quite a religious guy.
Yeah.
Chest up, eyes up, prayed up was one of his favorite sayings.
Yeah.
That being said, when you sign this guy, forget about whether he's guilty or innocent of these charges. There was a high chance of drama with Antonio Brown.
Did you think it would be a day in before he even practiced?
I had a half day, yes. That was my initial pick in the office pool.
Yeah.
He's already cost them, potentially Gronkowski, because of the cap situation.
Right.
If he stays, he's cost them now Demaryius Thomas.
Yes.
And he's, at a minimum, whether he's innocent or guilty, this is a major distraction. Everything that Belichick and Brady try to avoid.
Right.
They never should have signed this guy. It is already a disaster.
A wise man on this program on Friday relentlessly said that you are going to disrupt your football operations if you bring this kind of basket case in here. I don't remember who said that on Friday. Does anybody remember who said that on Friday?
He was a good-looking man.
I think he's been in radio 28 years.
But yes, I'm telling you, that we will discuss this in great detail this morning. But Ken, it pains me to say it, I think you are correct with your lead this morning.
Yesterday afternoon, Sam Kennedy came out of his bunker to join OMF and discuss why the Red Sox have not conducted a press conference to discuss the firing of Dave Dombrowski.
They really, I'm not sure what purpose they ultimately serve other than, as you said, protocol. And so we decided that given we weren't going to expand on what we said via our press release that went out early on Monday, that we would instead focus on the task ahead. And
so he said they did not conduct a press conference because they are basically just protocol, and that they were not going to expound upon the words that they had in the press release.
Well, they said they didn't have a press conference because they didn't want to answer any questions from the press.
Well, that's He went on to say that the team was obviously not using David Ortiz as a shield or whatever.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, someone did.
They are so tone deaf when it comes to the intelligence of their fan base, and they just don't understand that this situation was made far worse. They exacerbated the situation far worse than it was originally had they just sat down for 20 minutes and answered questions. And still, yesterday around 5 o'clock, it seems as though they still don't understand that.
I think you mark my words on this. There's more to it than meets the eye. There's something weird that is going on with the Dombrowski firing. It's not just the current condition of the baseball team. There's something. You fire a guy in the second inning of a game in September, there's something odd that is going on.
Meanwhile, the greatest show in all of sports entertainment continues to be that much more compelling. And the rest of the league today gets to shout from their high moral ground, Greg, oh, this is the new Patriot way. I expected nothing less from Robert Kraft and the rest of that nonsense patrol. A gentle reminder to pump the brakes and let due process play out. Sure, Mr. Big Chest might be Mr. Back Release, but I'll have everybody know that there is a due process that needs to play out, all right? And everyone who wants to bail from the team, you know what? We didn't need you aboard the good old championship anyway.
Okay, so I knew this would be your take.
This is a stunner.
Slow down. Don't judge Antonio Brown. Don't judge your beloved New England Patriots. Stay right on that bandwagon.
Is everyone does everyone have to take their kids to the Antonio Brown daycare today? No. You're rooting for a football team. The NFL is full of crazy people. Let the due process
I'm sure you said the same thing about Tyreek Hill when those allegations surfaced.
A Wallet Hub report shows that Boston has the number two best public transportation in the country, and I'd like to know whom they surveyed for this information.
You're kidding me.
Not even a little bit.
The number two best transportation system in the United States of America?
In the USA.
What? Well, who's better?
Seattle.
Seattle.
So,
I mean, if you're getting on the T or waiting, I should say waiting to get on the T so that you can sweat your way into work this morning because the air condition doesn't work, would you agree that the MBTA has the second best transportation system in the United States
this
of America?
This is crazy.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you something. I am so livid this morning. I'm not even sure that I can eat breakfast.
What?
That is how upset I am.
No room for a hash brown, Greg?
I might be able to squeeze a hash brown.
A little
brown
one,
in.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little one. At my beloved alma mater, Neshoba Regional High School. Are you allowed to say alma mater if you did not actually graduate from high school?
No, we'll let it slide. Right. We get what you mean.
At my beloved alma mater. Under the cover of darkness and due to a couple of miserable social justice warriors, the school has removed the home of the chieftains sign.
Gone.
And replaced it with a big N.
Dunsky.
And I'm just telling you this right now. We have got to stop giving in to whiny complainers who express outrage on behalf of others who in many cases aren't even outraged. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with being a chieftain? That is a complimentary term for one who fights and who leads. And I've had it. I am absolutely sick of this complete nonsense.
And the ones who are complaining are almost never a part of the group that's affected.
You are correct, Danielle. They never are the actual disenfranchised ones who are doing the complaining. So that's my lead this morning. If you want to be on the show today, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Ask an Attorney coming up at 8, and Red Sox tickets for you coming up at 8:30 this morning. And when we return, we will allow you to tell us whether you are still in when it comes to the Patriot way and your New England Patriots after the Antonio Brown allegations surfaced yesterday.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Rams Power Days are going on. Huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in right now at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Antonio Brown has been accused of raping his former trainer. A federal lawsuit filed in the Southern District of Florida alleges that Brown assaulted Brittany Taylor 3 times in the past 2 years, twice during training sessions in June of 2017, and then rape in May of 2018. Brown's legal team released a statement denying the allegations and said he will pursue all legal remedies to clear his name. The Patriots, for their side of it, released a statement last night saying, quote, "We are well aware of the civil lawsuit filed today against Antonio Brown, as well as the response by Brown's representatives. We take these allegations seriously. Under no circumstances do the organization condone sexual violence or assault. The league has informed us, Greg, they will be investigating. We will have no further comment while that takes place," end quote. So, the investigation goes on. Will the Patriots investigate?
Well,
it's the next layer of this.
I'm sure the Patriots will investigate. I think it's interesting that ESPN is reporting this morning that the Patriots had absolutely no idea about these allegations before signing Antonio Brown. Do you believe that? I mean, I believe that.
Well, here's a little bit from Schefter's report, and I think this is interesting.
I think this caught the Patriots by surprise. Like a lot of people, they didn't know about it. Now, there are other people, let me say, there have been grumbles about this over the weekend. There are people that texted me that something's going on. It sounded fishy, the whole situation. You don't know that it's going to wind up in a lawsuit.
So if Adam Schefter knows it, I've got to believe that Patriots knew something about it.
What, a guy called the show about it on, was that on Monday?
Was it a separate incident with his the mother was a child.
He was referencing a domestic violence incident in February where there
was.
Yeah, it was not this.
It wasn't this. Yeah.
Wow. Well, the Patriots have their first on-field practice today for the Dolphins, and we'll see if Brown is there for that. Bill Belichick scheduled to have a press conference at 11:45, and Tom Brady's supposed to talk today at 4. I would say pretty good odds that is pushed back until Friday. Just my gut feeling.
Yes.
And of course,
I think they just got a text message from Sam Kennedy saying there's no need to have a press conference until next year.
What a day of brashness, too, before this, because you had the Demaryius Thomas trade to the division rival Jets. First time in the Belichick era you trade in the division, and Belichick on a conference call compares Brown to Randy Moss, sort of, you know, dismissive. You said the same thing about Randy Moss when we traded for him. So quite the times at Gillette. Red Sox, meanwhile, dropped their fourth straight. Rafael Devers' 50th double. Mookie Betts' 28th homer. They'll do it again tonight, 7:07. First pitch on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And the Brewers lost Kristen Yelich for the year. Fractured his right kneecap on a foul ball last night.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Trouble, bad dog in my soul since the day I was born. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind alone. Well, I've been
I feel like Ken may be gloating a little bit when it comes to his musical choices.
A little bit?
And it's early.
It's brazen.
And it's mm-hmm. early. There are serious allegations. Well, are they serious allegations? I mean, they're civil allegations. I guess in any case where somebody is claiming that they have been a victim, that those allegations do need to be taken seriously. But I think there are allegations against Antonio Brown that the New England Patriots apparently did not expect and were not in any way, shape, or form aware of when they signed him. As I said at the start of the show today, I think there are going to be a lot of I told you so's on the program this morning. And we begin with Chad from New Hampshire, who says, I think I told you so. Is that right, Chad?
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
I'd be the first one to say it. We told you so, guy. This is the most ridiculous thing. I knew ever since the beginning, I knew it was going to be a bad idea. And not only because he's a basket case, but why do we need so much talent on the team? I think this much talent is going to end up biting the Patriots in the ass in the end. And it wasn't a good idea in the beginning. And now it's just coming unfold to the big reason why it was just a horrible idea. It's just this guy, we don't need this distraction.
Well,
he's just going to be trouble until the end.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, that would be the word of the day is distraction. And allegations true or allegations untrue, isn't this the problem when you have a guy like this on your team, that you have football moves that are being made by Bill Belichick yesterday because he is confident that AB is going to be able to contribute to this team? He's making football moves, and then you learn the very next day that one of his trainers is alleging that three times he sexually assaulted her.
Right, and let's back up to the football part of it, because obviously he's a football player. That's what we do here, talk about sports. Fitzy raving about Demaryius Thomas after that preseason game performance. And all of a sudden, he is cast off And I'm sure the smear campaign begins now. Go ahead, Fitzy. Oh, tell me how bad he was. And
yes, he looked great against the twos and threes, and I was particularly excited for him as reclamation project and veteran receiver who could have taught N'Keal Harry how to play football. I get it, but at the same time, this is Belichick doing a service to a veteran that he respects.
Actually, trading
with the Jets. He traded with the Jets. The circle is now complete. Yeah. Maybe hell will finally be unleashed on Earth because Belichick has traded with the Jets. Adam Gase, coach of the Jets, former offensive coordinator to Demaryius Thomas. He'll go someplace he can play where he's fine. Why do I even talk?
But you must admit that Bill is probably regretting making that move based on these allegations and based on having no idea what is going to happen with Antonio Brown. And by the way, you think that this is the first and only allegation that's going to come out about this guy? I don't think so.
This is incredible in terms of the timing, but also I find this sort of going to be, this is going to be on the desk of Bob Kraft. I think this goes above Bill Belichick and how they handle this. Mm-hmm. Kraft knows what went on this offseason. He really wants to get into Canton, be a Hall of Famer. His legacy is a huge part of this equation, and I wonder if the heat comes to New England, as it may in this case, if Kraft says, I don't want him on the field Sunday, because the second he steps on the field, he is a Patriot.
Yeah.
And anything that goes on further that is released later on is at the desk of the Patriots.
Oh, yes, that's interesting. Interesting to think about, Curtis. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
I'm curious, why is he not being charged criminally? It's weird that it went right to a lawsuit. You know, and especially where it's three times. Why didn't she file charges after the first time or the second time?
Yeah.
Why now?
Well,
it just seems weird.
I will say that we have the benefit of having Larry the lawyer in here, the official corporate counsel of the Greg Hill Show at 8, so we can find out from him. But I think it's possible. I've heard some legal experts say that it's possible that it has already been has gone through the criminal courts.
It's possible that it has, but there's also a lesser burden of proof in a civil lawsuit versus criminal. So criminal lawsuits have to be decided on a proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Correct. That's why OJ was found guilty in a civil case,
right?
Or found responsible in a civil case and not found responsible in a criminal case.
Civil cases are usually decided on a more probable than not that it happened type thing. And then criminal cases are presided over by juries typically and criminal civil by a judge. So perhaps there wasn't enough proof / evidence / whatever else to go after the criminal charges, or if they had done that already, didn't work.
As a woman, do you find somebody has more validity in their claim when they go criminal as opposed to civil?
It's hard to say because, you know, sexual assault is always a very traumatic, horrible thing. And everyone handles it differently. I never want to question anyone in their timing. But to me, it's always a little suspect when stuff conveniently, like, why, if you're going... Her whole thing is, from what I've read, is that she's going after punitive damages for the emotional trauma that she suffered following the alleged incidents, right? So, bag of cash. What was his deal with the Raiders? 3 years, $50 million, $30 million guaranteed with a $1 million signing bonus? Why not? Why now? Why not go why all of a sudden is this happening now? Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me question why... Uh-huh. The timing suspect.
Yeah, but he was a richer man prior, so wouldn't this diminish the returns for her if she waited? Why would she wait until now?
Well,
I don't know.
That's a good point. He had more money. Why wouldn't she go after him when he was with the Raiders and had the $30 million coming as opposed to now when he only has the $9 million guaranteed? This is John from Maine. Yes, John.
Hey, guys. So there's a little bit more information to this about, like, a day before he even leaked the letter. There was a story being ran that this was going to come out, and unfortunately it didn't come out until the trade happened. But this has been ongoing for a little bit, and it's just been very quiet. There was a female that was screen recording her in conversation with him over Instagram, and she has the information, and she's claiming that this female is being coached by her mother in the background. And it just so happens that, you know, maybe this female was trying to get the money before the trade happened. Mm-hmm. And And he just, you know, Antonio Brown is way out of Oakland.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's way more to this. It was quiet, but, I mean, you know, until the truth comes out, it's just accusations.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I've read the entire complaint, and she, you know, she told people at the time, she told her mother, she told his personal chef.
Mm-hmm.
She told friends. There's also, as the caller mentioned, screen grabs of DMs and messages back and forth where he is basically saying, you're not going to be able to, I'm summarizing here, but you're not going to be able to, you know, go at me and get this money. So they, in every single one of these cases, there's two sides, right? There's always two sides. It's like the Kavanaugh hearings. There's two sides. However, I think my main takeaway from this is this not the last thing that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and everybody in that organization wants to be dealing with on Wednesday, the 11th of September, after a huge win over the Pittsburgh Steelers?
And the other thing is that the way in which the Patriots sort of conduct this and their fans are reacting to this is so hypocritical. If Antonio Brown had signed with any other team, the phones would be lit this morning saying, ha, Belichick knows what he's doing. This is why you avoid the circus. This is why you don't get guys like that. Mm-hmm. The Jets are dumb. The Raiders are dumb. Whatever team is dumb to sign him. For people to say these are just allegations, that's so nonsensical because they would be calling in today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If he was on any other team, praising the Patriots for not touching this guy.
Well, they're calling in this morning to, I assume, to defend him or to discuss it, and we will do that. So if you want, there's a lot to cover on this story this morning on this show. If you want to be on, you could call 617-779-7937. Text line is up. I don't know if we got full internet back or not, but the text line is up. So you can also text at 37937.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, it's pretty well documented in both places that he was pretty disruptive. What makes you confident that he won't be that way here?
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we got brought him in, so...
Well, would you call these allegations against Antonio Brown by his former trainer, Brittany Taylor, disruptive? I would. I would say that they are disruptive. And that, I mean, that is why yours truly was on this show on Friday saying that it's an issue when you bring somebody like this in. And that, I mean, I don't think anybody believed that the issue, what the very first issue would be, this serious a one, but that's what comes along with a guy like this, right?
I might point out you also called it exciting on Monday, but well, just to throw that in there.
I think that was somebody else who said that. Oh, yeah.
You're right. I mean, if nothing else, forget about these allegations and whether they're true or false. He had a period of utter bizarreness coming in. You had to question his judgment and his mental state when you brought him in. I know some people say it was calculated to get his way out of Oakland, but still, who is threatening their boss, threatening to punch him in the face, racial slur? He is not in the right frame of mind.
Right.
So he's got drama coming.
This is Mike from West Roxbury. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
So, I read a few times last night. Honestly, I have no idea how true it is, but I guess Antonio Brown, like, turned down some kind of business partnership with this lady back in, like, 2016 or something.
Yes.
So, that could be
now,
another.
That's what he says, is that the accuser approached him in 2017 after he signed a contract which made him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, and he was asked to invest $1.6 million in her business project. And she had been, according to his attorneys and Antonio Brown, she had been levied with a $30,000 IRS lien, and the $300,000 of this investment was going to be used to purchase the property, which was owned by her and her mother. That's what he says. Now, on her side of things, she says that she went back to work for him as a trainer after the original incident happened, because he signed in writing an agreement that he would no longer flirt with her. And
now, I'm sorry, but I'm even if I'm in the situations that she described with the thing on the back and whatever, and you know, the alleged walking into the bathroom with his penis exposed, and then even if a guy signs something saying, no, I'm not going to do this again, I'm not going to continue that relationship, personal or business. I'm just not going to do it.
You wouldn't go back to working for the guy. Even if you had been... Now, apparently they were in a prayer group together in college.
Correct.
They did Bible study at Central Michigan.
Yeah.
She alleges that the incident, the incident that you're referring to, the back the back incident...
Yep.
Occurred while they were watching some kind of a church service on his iPad or something.
They pray differently out there.
Yeah. Yes, she was sitting on the couch and he was behind her.
And so you would find it to be suspect that she went back and went to work for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, less than a year later, that incident was alleged to have happened in June of 2017. February of 2018, he reached back out and sent her a message, thanked her for the help in the offseason, said, I want to continue working with you under the right circumstances. And she had a great heart, and he knew that she cared about him. She didn't respond. Then in March, they start going back and forth, and then this whole thing about signing the I promise not to be a scumbag thing comes up. I'm sorry, but I guess everyone's different, but I'm not going back to that.
Here's a text. 508 text that says, I'm not defending this clown, but the timing of this story sounds like an attempt to bring down the Patriots organization.
Oh, my God. So people here are incredible. These same people were demanding that Tyreek Hill be basically extradited out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's, because those were just allegations, they remain allegations. And this is an incredibly, I mean, it's a potentially horrific crime that he committed here. Innocent until proven guilty, but... say that these are just a money grab or just bringing down the Patriots, like this girl really cares about the success of the Patriots this season, is absurd.
You don't think that she's a Steelers, a disgruntled
Steelers?
She has
Steelers? The Dolphins defense in her fantasy team, so it would really help her this weekend if Antonio wasn't out there.
She's not a disgruntled Steelers fan who's trying to get revenge.
Will this affect the point spread this weekend?
Yeah. Here is Scott from Weymouth. Yes, Scott, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, show. Good morning, New England, and to everyone who's listening. I can't believe Derek, the Steelers fan, hasn't called in yet. Talk about easy pickings for him.
He will.
All right, now I'm going to, as usual, Greg, get it out in 30, all right?
Yes.
This is my take on Brown, then I have a quick take on this upcoming game.
Yeah.
I think Antonio Brown's going to be gone, perhaps today, but by week three. But it makes you rub your chin and go, why would the quote-unquote Patriot way sign him? My opinion, and it's certainly only an opinion, I think there's more going on than we're privy to, meaning either Mr. Kraft or Belichick has a connection with, like, Antonio Brown's friends or management. There's a reason they gave him a chance.
Oh, that's...
Don't dump me yet, bud, please.
Yeah.
It was a disaster waiting to happen. All right, Miami, this weekend.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, they're 17.5-point favorites, which is unheard of
19.
In the NFL, right?
19.
Now, listen.
It's up to 19.
It's not up to 19.
It's right in front of me right here.
It's up to 19.
No joke. That's unprecedented. Yeah. I don't think there's probably ever been a road favorite 19 in the NFL. And I'm telling you right now, Miami is awful, but there's a lot of parity. The old saying, any given Sunday, they better not take this team lightly.
Well,
they better not.
This, you better hope that this is not a massive distraction for that entire organization heading into that game on Sunday.
Aren't the Patriots only comfortable at this point now if there is a, quote, gate or distraction surrounding them?
My.
I mean, isn't this how it goes every year?
Status quo.
Are we only now allowed to start playing, quote, Patriots football now that there's a gate and or distraction?
Driving under pressure.
This is when they're
saying?
Most comfortable.
Yeah.
This is exactly how, and you know what? I'm on board completely with what Schefter said earlier, and I'm very curious to hear what he says when he calls in an hour. I think there's zero chance the Patriots knew about this. Zero.
I have
there's
not.
Zero.
I didn't mention that yet, but we will be joined by Adam Schefter at 7:45 on this morning's show. Do you think that the Steelers or the Raiders knew about this?
If Adam Schefter knew about it, now he says just this weekend he was getting texts, then of course the Raiders knew about it. And yes, I would say probably the Steelers knew about it.
So whether they did or not, they're going to be leaking it that they did to make the Patriots look bad.
Yes.
So when Wiggy, and I think this is what he said yesterday, because sometimes I get confused with Wiggyisms. When Wiggy was saying all day yesterday, why didn't the Oakland Raiders keep him around, basically put him on the inactive list and deny him the money, that would be the reason, right? They knew,
I think that would be a pretty good reason,
They knew what was coming. They knew what was coming, and they are essentially laughing, you know, giggling in their offices about the fact that the New England Patriots took on this individual and sit here this morning in this situation that they are in. This is Steve in the car. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I heard that they went to France to get married, but he got cold feet.
All right. I'll take that. I appreciated that. I like that one.
Steve, you beat me to it. Congratulations.
That's good.
Good job.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on?
That joke was straight fire. I love that. I'm gonna be laughing about that all day.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I said to my dad as soon as they signed him, I'm like, you watch, something's going to happen. Something's going to come out. And maybe it's that I watch too much TV and Ray Donovan or whatever. But to me, it was like, this is what's going to happen. You know, it, right away, I'm like,
did you
think it's going to come out? It's going to be allegations or something.
Mike, but did you think it would, that the allegations would be this serious?
I mean, if they weren't this serious, what good would they be? It's just too crazy of a timeline. They, you know, he gets released on Saturday morning, Saturday evening, he's a Patriot, and they're talking about him on Sunday night, like this is going to be the greatest team ever. And the next thing you know, a couple days later, these allegations come out like less than 12 hours after the Patriots release Demaryius Thomas, or send him to the Jets, rather. You know, it's like somebody was just waiting for what they knew was going to happen with the Patriots until they could get him at the most vulnerable time, which they're still not vulnerable. They're still a great team, but this kind of screws up their little plan, you know?
Well, unless you believe that they are the kind of organization that can overcome anything, and that they are... able to put this beat, so they're able to show up there today, right? It's Wednesday. Tom Brady told us on Monday that he was couldn't wait to get back to work and start practicing on Wednesday. Are they all able to go in there today and put this out of their mind and focus only on football?
I mean, speaking of Brady, just think about what's going through his mind. Did you text him last night? I mean, Demaryius Thomas had the locker next to him. He's now been traded.
Right.
Antonio Brown's there. Is Brown staying at his house? Has he been evicted? What's going on?
I don't think Antonio Brown was ever staying at his house.
Zero chance that was happening.
What about the selfie? He was over Tom's house.
They looked so pretty together.
I just don't think that he was ever.
Was that geotagged? Are we sure the selfie was at Tom's house?
Did we examine to see if there was French limestone in the background? I'm showing support for a move that the team made, and we're going to have a discussion about how you're not staying here.
Ken, you're missing a chance. Like Monday when we talked to Brady, he said, oh, Gronk is such a great guy, man. I love him so much. Obviously, Fake Take Laird should be saying that was code from Brady for those are the kind of guys that I want and not guys like Antonio Brown. Right, Ken?
Well, speaking of which, Gronk put out a tweet yesterday with two eyeballs, two googly eyes. Now, this was before the news broke, but would it be surprising to you that he knew this was coming a couple hours beforehand? Ooh,
I think that opportunity
for Gronk to come back.
I think that tweet indicates that some smoke just walked by and his eyes got wide, and that's what
Gronk does share an agent with Antonio Brown. Yes, they both have roles.
Yes, he does. Well, I mean, this is what you get when you sign guys like this. This is what you get. And again, I don't think there are many people that thought this would be the first allegation or the first incident with him. I think most of us who felt like this was a risk when it came to the Patriots signing him thought that the first incident would be he didn't show up for practice, or he showed up late for practice, or he was complaining about his numbers in this game on Sunday. Do they dare even have him out on the field playing in Miami on Sunday?
This is a craft decision. The second he steps on that field as a member of the New England Patriots in a regular season game, he becomes your problem officially. And they better have everything figured out about what happened in this case before he gets on the field.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 8 this morning, it's the very first Ask an Attorney segment here on the new show. And you'll get all of your legal questions answered for free. And we'll certainly talk to Larry the lawyer about the legal intricacies of this Antonio Brown civil suit that has been filed against him by his former trainer. And is causing, I'm sure, a lot of distress for some in the Patriots organization this morning. So 8 o'clock, Ask an Attorney. 8:30, I have Red Sox tickets to give away for our Fenway show, which is next Thursday. We'll be broadcasting from the park Thursday. It's a 1 o'clock game, and you can join us there for breakfast. We'll go to lunch. You notice I'm able to work two meals into a live broadcast at Fenway.
Done.
So breakfast and lunch, and then go to the game. Make sure you're listening at 8:30 to win those tickets.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.